The Ghana Civil Aviation Authority has marked its 25th anniversary with a flag-raising ceremony in Accra. In a statement, President Mills outlined government's policy to promote tourism as a major foreign exchange earner. To this end, it is taking a broader view of air transport in the country. This report by Georgette Cole and Najagli Agu.
The Ghana Civil Aviation Authority was established in May 1986 under PNDC Law 151 to make air transport accessible to Ghanaians and others in the sub-region. In his anniversary statement, President Mills said government recognizes transportation as a catalyst for economic growth and social transformation. The medium-term plan and transport policy has also come to enhance safety and security of passengers. President Mills said as Ghana propels towards the group of oil and gas producing countries, it is ideal for her to be proactive in meeting the challenges that go with such developments. The Director General of the Civil Aviation Authority, Air Commodore Kwame Manfi, said the authority is taking steps to ensure that it regains the Federal Aviation Administration FAA Category 1 status. To this end, the GCAA is building the capacity of its staff and reviewing systems and procedures to ensure that they conform to internationally laid down procedures. He said although the cost of training is very high, the GCAA has been able to collect some debts owed it by airlines to support the training program.
A report by Georgette Cole and Najagli Agu.